Seamus Bruner's Controligarchs reveals Bill Gates' hidden agenda as he buys up U.S. farmland. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 14, 2023. Billionaire Bill Gates is buying up farmland and investing in meat alternatives to control the public's diet under the guise of saving the planet from climate change, Seamus Bruner argues in his new book Controligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life. Gates is one of the key figures in a group of billionaires who met at Rockefeller University in Manhattan in May of 2009 in the wake of Barack Obama's presidential victory. Several other well-known names were there, including David Rockefeller, George Soros, Ted Turner, Michael Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, and the heads of major corporations like Cisco, Blackstone Group, and Tiger Management. Their goal was to figure out how they can pool their resources to spend on priorities that are important to them, Bruner explained in an interview with Breitbart News Daily. At the time, the group focused on overpopulation as a primary concern, and it became a motivating factor for the green initiatives they championed to save the planet from climate change. Bruner's Controligarchs argues that these elites desire power, profits, and control of the masses, but they pursue these goals under the guise of seemingly noble initiatives. Gates, Controligarchs explains, is no different. The book details how Gates champions climate change by controlling the public's diet, and his means of doing so involves buying up farmland and investing in alternate proteins. Bruner writes, the takeover of the food system, like so many other control schemes in this book, began with the Rockefellers and was advanced by Bill Gates. Like most of their monopolies, from oil to software and eventually biotechnology, the takeover of food is all about controlling the intellectual property of food production through trademarks, copyrights, and patents. Bruner highlights Gates' interest in the successful agricultural innovations of the Green Revolution, which had its origins in research funded by the Rockefeller Foundation in the 1994s that dramatically increased crop yields and reduced starvation. For Gates, the success of the Green Revolution was simultaneous proof that problems like poverty and famine could be solved through human innovation and that the solutions, such as genetically modified pesticide-resistant crops, can present new problems like pollution, resource exhaustion, and the consolidation of small-scale and family-owned farms into giant corporate-controlled farms, Bruner writes. But rather than take responsibility for the new problems, the Rockefellers took all the credit for the crop abundance while blaming the new problems on the convenient scapegoat of climate change. Bruner asserts, concluding that these controligarchs are now claiming that they can solve the climate crisis with new patented miracle products that happen to make themselves even richer and, once again, at the expense of small-scale independent farmers. Concerning Gates' interest in acquiring farmland, Bruner writes, when Gates buys tens of thousands of acres, he is not just buying the land, he is also buying the rights to water below ground. In addition to farms, and the irrigation and fertilizer, Gates has been hunting for sizable interests in water and water treatment, a crucial component when seeking to control the agricultural industry. Gates' large acquisition of farmland is not just about the diversification of his holdings, Bruner told Breitbart News Daily. He's been investing in all of these alternative proteins and alternative fertilizers. And these companies hold the new patents, new monopolies over proteins and over food and over the fertilizers. And then he uses his influence to ban traditional forms of farming. Bruner's book notes that while these controligarchs expect the peasants to eat fermented fungi, lab-grown meats, and maggot milkshakes, they themselves have no intention of doing the same if recent behavior is any indicator. Gates and billionaire investor Warren Buffett, for example, famously love eating beef burgers and steaks when Gates visits Buffet's home in Omaha. Controligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook.